Phoenix Audio presents.
Jewish as a Second Language by Molly Katz. Not your religion. Definition. She's Jewish, but her husband's not. I am Jewish. My husband, Bill, is not. One day, my mother had to get her blood pressure checked. She didn't need a ride. She said she'd call a cab. Bill said, okay. Of course, she stopped speaking to us. How could you? I asked Bill. How could I what? Let her take a cab. But, Bill said, it was her idea. You should have known how to translate, I said. He said, my mother would have taken a cab. She's not Jewish. If a Jewish person offers to take a cab, she never means it. Well, you'll have to be patient with me, he said. Jewish is only my second language. Once, nobody married Jews except other Jews, and rich, neurotic non-Jews trying to torture their patrician families after all other methods, such as working in a live sex show, had failed. But there are many of you out there now, non-Jews swimming in the rubber cement of our mores, and you need help. There is much to learn about things you thought you already knew how to do, such as talk, think, eat, feel, and behave. Keeping a low profile, in the hope that your new lifestyle will evolve smoothly if you're observant and tactful, is about as effective as walking into a panther cage with a shoelace for a whip. To learn the Jewish language, you need to understand one point especially. This does not mean Yiddish, the Eastern European language derived from German with which we Jews often pepper our English. You'll never have to speak Yiddish except to stumble over a word.